A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, April the 6th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable on Live Talk, we are continuing with our discussion on Al Jazeera's investigative documentary called Gold Mafia that digs into the gold smuggling and money laundering in Zimbabwe. The third part of the Gold Mafia aired today, highlighting the various methods used by launderers to launder gold and money from Zimbabwe, allegedly using the support of government structures, the Reserve Bank, and customs structures at the Robert Mugabe International Airport. The notorious drug dealers are Simon Rutland and Kaumesh Patin. The last part of the Gold Mafia will air next week on April the 13th. Some of the Zimbabwean officials accused of gold smuggling and money laundering in the Al Jazeera documentary have welcomed a government plan to investigate the alleged allegations, but critics doubt the government's ability to crack down on the internal corruption. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare in Zimbabwe.
In March, Al Jazeera released its investigative documentary, Gold Mafia, which linked illegal gold trade and corruption to powerful individuals in Zimbabwe. Simon Rutland is a businessman who owns a tobacco company. In the documentary, he was accused of lending the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe millions of dollars to buy gold to be smuggled out of the country. He dismissed the Al Jazeera film, describing it as sensationalized in the extreme and making broad claims without any context or evidential proof. However, he told VOA he welcomed government investigations into the documentary's claims. But this financial officer at a government school who chose to be unidentified because of fears for his safety says he has provided evidence of corruption to authorities over the past 3 years and is doubtful anything will happen to the gold mafia.
I don't foresee them acting on this issue for corruption. Yeah, it was given the number of times, apart from the submission of the physical documents. I even had instances of actually making calls to follow up, and at times they sound like they've forgotten about who this person is calling over which issue.
The Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission turned down requests for interviews about the accusations in the Gold Mafia documentary. But following the film's release, Zimbabwe Information Minister Monica Mchangwa said the government was taking measures.
Government takes this opportunity to reaffirm its commitment to upholding local and international laws, including laws relating to financial transactions, the trade of gold, and the other precious minerals.
Tendai Biti, an opposition leader and former Zimbabwe finance minister, does not think so.
The Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission has spent millions, about $33 million in the last year alone, on corruption, but there's been no prosecution, there has been no investigation. So we have no confidence in that anything can happen, but at least we welcome the normative commitment to dealing with corruption.
The Zimbabwean government has long been accused of ignoring corruption associated with senior officials from the ruling ZANU-PF party. Critics say that explains why the country's economy is in doldrums. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Meanwhile, the Citizens Coalition for Change last week issued a statement in which the party called for an international forensic investigation into the alleged money laundering, gold smuggling, illicit financial flows, underhand gold trading, and the abuse of diplomatic privileges. Let us take a break and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by our guests. We have our guests who are here with us. We are still trying to get our other guests, but I understand we have Ms. Barbara Gwangwara of the Citizens Coalition for Change, and we're still trying to get back Seth Mubaya of ZANU-PF. So I'll start with you. I understand we also have one of our guests from Zimbabwe. So I think we'll start with Linda Mujuru of the Global Press Journal, who works with small-scale gold panners. Welcome to the program. Hello, Linda.
Thank
welcome
you,
to the program. You work with small-scale gold panners. What was you? Were you surprised by this documentary?
Not at all, Marvelous. Yes, I write stories relating to gold, small-scale gold miners, and I've written stories over the past 5 years covering the work of small-scale gold panners.
And what do you see when you go out there and you're covering the work that is being done by small-scale gold panners, and then what we're seeing happening on Al Jazeera at the moment?
Okay, so in my reporting of the work of small-scale gold panners, normally referred to as artisanal miners, I see them doing their day-to-day work. And as they are doing their day-to-day work, I see them using mercury in mining and in getting the gold that we see in the documentary. And as you may know, Marvelous, that artisanal miners are the main contributors of the gold that is produced in Zimbabwe. Last in 2022, 60% of the gold that was submitted to the fidelity printers and refineries was from artisanal miners. But what we see is that artisanal miners are working without protective clothing. They are touching mercury and using mercury in their day-to-day running. And this mercury that they are touching, they do not know that it's dangerous to their health. But it's a way to survive for these miners.
Thank you so much. They were speaking to Ms. Mujuru, who works closely with small-scale gold panners. But I understand that we have our guests. We do have Seth Mubaya of ZANU-PF and also Barbara Gwangwara of the CCC. I'll come to you, Ms. Seth Mubaya. You have just come onto the program. And Ms. Mubaya, smuggling natural resources and money laundering has a negative impact. What is your reaction to this expose by Al Jazeera?
To start with, Magala, thank you for having me on the program. I wanted to say that we all know that Al Jazeera is a West-sponsored media personality, and of course they do have a keen interest in Zimbabwe. The West is not happy that Zimbabwe is thriving on its own without its aid. For the last more than 10 years, we have been under sanctions and we have not been assisted in any other programs that are being assisted in other African countries. And despite that, we have managed to survive and keep afloat. We kept afloat in the COVID pandemic. And the country is thriving on. The president is working on good infrastructure, hence the Bay Bridge Harare Road and the Bay Bridge border post, which is at par with, I should put it like, almost Western countries. And sanctions are thereby to cripple an economy. And when an economy is crippled, things like corruption will emerge. And in every government institution, even in the West, in Europeans, there is corruption. So be that as me being said, we are not going to put aside the Al Jazeera story, but hence the president has assigned some task force to look into that. So we shouldn't be excited. We've just seen part one and part two, and I understand part three has come out of the movie. I call the movies. Let's see how it plays.
Mr. Gwangwara of the CSCCC, please react to what Ms. Mubaya has just said. Murukunzu wa shuriku taurwa na mushare, SS Mubaya reza no PF. Tipe of wazini.
Zvino zvinosuwisa zvikuru zviri kutaurwa namai avo vezano avo kuti hanzi kujustify umbavha nenyaya yekuti hanzi Zimbabwe iri masanctions. Which sanctions? Hapana masanctions atiri kutaura nezvazvo. Tiri kutaura nezvecorruption, tiri kutaura nezvevanhu vanoba upfumi hwenyika, tiri kutaura nezvevanhu vari kuisa mari dzeupfumi hwenyika mudzihomwe dzavo. Vanofamba nemota dzinotyisa, vanofamba nemaprivate jets, vanorarama upenyu hunotyisa. Zvinhu zvavo zvese igoridhe, mumba mavo igoridhe, macheya igoridhe, asi vanhu vanovavhotera, vanhu vavanoti ndevavo, vari kunonga svosve nemukanwa nemuromo. Mavhila, zvinhu zvinosuwisa zvikuru kuti tinzwe, especially zvichibva kumunhukadzi. Ende zvinorwadza stere kuti nguva zhinji tinoshandiswa isusu sevanhukadzi nevanhurume ivavava kuti tijustify zvinhu zvisina kana nematuro ese, zvinhu zvinonyadzisa kudaro, zvinhu zvisingaite. Hapana zvecorruption, hapana nezvemasanctions zviri kutaurwa apa. Apa mari dzatiri kutaura nedzadzo Mavhila imari dzinotyisa, zvokuti mari iyo 2 billion is a lot of money, zvokuti dai izvozvi zvipatara zvedu zviri state of the art, zvikoro zviri state of maroads chaivo ari kunyadzisa, dai tine maroads asingaiti. Iye munhu ari mugovernment, munhu ari kutonga, anoadvertise here kuti dzakagadzira chakati, dzakagadzira chakati? Handi zvinhu zvinofanira kungoitwa. Munhu angauya achiti ndivhoterei chakugadzirai mugwagwa, upati ezese zivai regerei kugadzira mugwagwa. Munhu wapurezidendi haafaniri kuadvertisa kuti ndakakuitirai mabhiriji, anofanira kungoita akanyarara, because ndo basa ravo. That's their responsibility as the government that is in place. So hapana nezvatiri kutaura nezvazvo apa, zvinhu zvinosuwisa stereki. Masanctions acho kuti awepo, chii chakambonge chaitika? Ende tikatarisa chii chachinja? Vanhu vari kungorohwa, vanhu vari kusungurudzwa, vanhu havana kana peace, vanhu havana kana freedom. Tiri kuona even chero zvakaitika kuna Mahere neZuro kutongerwa nyaya isipo, just because munhu weopposition. Hamuna democracy munyika, ndosaka masanctions akaiswa. Zvese izvozvo zvikapera, masanctions tinoaona agenda. But misi anga ine masanctions, asi Rhodesia yange iri nyika yakanaka. Inini ndakazvarirwa muRhodesia, ndakakuona kunaka kweRhodesia. Vari varungu kudaro, tanga tine upenyu hwakanaka stereko kudarika upenyu hwatiri kuona hwatinawo pasi pehurumende yamunangagwa. Zvinhu zvinosuwisa stereki, especially zvichibva kumunhukadzi.
Aiwa, tinotenda Muzvare Gwangwara, asi motaurawo zvakare muchipindura nesi Ndevele tinzwe zvakare zvamuri kutaura pane zvataurwa namuzvare sesu Mubaya veZANU PF.
Yeah, nyabonga Madlas, into ekhulunywe ngumbaya into edanisayo kakhulu ukuthi asitshele ukuthi khona i-corruption ikhona kwamazweni wonke ajustify ubusela ajustify ubugweregwere ngenxa yokuthi khona ufuna ukuprotekta amasela lawa abantu bezanu PF. Into edanisayo especially uma ikhulunywa ngumuntu owesifazane okunguye okwaziyo ukuthi khona into ziwoma kangaka thina into esidubeka njengabomama nxa sifuna ukuthi sifide abantwana yithi esidubeka emakhabothi nakula lutho emafrijini nakula lutho igolide lele litshontshwayo ukuthi ngabe lalifaka lalingena esikhwameni selizwe ngaka iZimbabwe ilizwe elihle kakhulu nga izibhedlela zilemithi nga izikolo abantwana bafunda mahara nga imigwaqo yonke into amabholoho ngayo yonke into amanzi ngasi siphila impilo enhle kakhulu because iZimbabwe inothile Marvelous akulalizwe elinothe njengeZimbabwe khanyela iDubai lapho okwenzwa konke ubuqili ubugweregwere lobo ukuthi ilizwe labo lihle njani ngezimali zethu igolide lethu. So into edanisayo kakhulu ukuthi abantu umuntu akhulume ngama-sanctions ukuthi khona igolide liyatshontshwa ngenxa yokuthi iZimbabwe kulama-sanctions. Akula ma-sanctions, kule corruption, kulobugweregwere eZimbabwe. Imali eziphumayo sibonile idokumenti bengaze befuna ukuthi i-Al Jazeera kuthiwa ngeye-West ukuthi nxa ikhiphe ezinye izinto i-Al Jazeera inhle namhla esimbi ngenxa yokuthi bakhiphe izinto ezenzakala ngasese thina singaboni. Akula nto embi ngedokumentary leyana thina sithi idokumentary lana inhle kakhulu ngoba isisitshengisile sasivele sikhuluma Marvelous ukuthi asoma-sanctions i-corruption. So sasingela nto ebambekayo ngenxa yokuthi ukuze ukubone khona okumele unge phakathi kwabo. So i-Al Jazeera yangena phakathi kwento zezanu lezi wabona konke ukuqila konke ukuthi bakwenza njani. Into edanisayo kakhulu iZimbabwe anti-corruption izakhi yazi akula muntu osebojiwe even oChidodo laba abe airport wakhuluma yena ngokwakhe ukuthi uyenza njani ukuthi igolide liphume abantu bangena bengasetshwa kodwa abanye abantu bayasetshwa yazi e-airport laphana uyasetshwa ukhitshwe uyazi uyakhitshwa ubuntu e-airport laphana nxa bengakucabangela ukuthi ulezinye izinto kodwa abantu bayaphuma nje bezihambele bethwele igolide lethu and then igolide lethu phela asogolide lezanu. So thina sizobuhlungu kakhulu especially thina abantu abangomama siyadubeka sesikhathele thina ngobusela bezanu yikho sithi kathesi abantu into esesiyibonile zazivele sikhuluma ukuthi izanu kayenzi kathesi sesilobufakazi ukuthi izanu kayenzi abantu bamele barejiste bavote bakhiphe uhulumende wamasela lo owezanu PF.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa apo muri kunzwa muzvare sesu mubaya hanzi namai Gwangwara zvamuri kutaura zvemasanctions izvi zvezvirango zvakatenderwa nyika ndezvemugodzi Matsuro munoti chii?
Zvinosiwisa kunzwa munhu achitaura kuti nguva yasmith yaiva nani. MaZimbabwezi tine problem yekuti we don't know what we want. Ndochinchanyanya tanyanya kuvhira. Nguva yaSmith haina kumbobvira yakava nani. Group A and Group A D schools. Zvipatara zvevarungu nezvipatara zvevanhu vatema. Iwe munhu mutema ukauya kuHarare wonzi dzokerai kumusha kwamaga. You cannot compare those two. Zvakatosiyana. And Smith wamuri kutaura kuti nyika yake yanga yakanaka. Yanga yakanaka just for the few of the white people, guys. Let's not go back. Inini I am going to say, takarwa hondo yechimurenda kubvisa murungu. Then the next step yanga yava hondo yeekonomi. Ndo yakaitwa derail nevarungu. Vakati sabotage from day one pavakatika independence. Kusvika pari last. Because nyika yeZimbabwe yakatakura upfumi iri kuti dare yakazara neupfumi ine lithium ine gold ine vakasiya vaita sabotage. Saka iye zvinhu tiri kutatarika kuti tinge tinosumuka kubva pavakatiwisira. And that's what our government, our president, I want to acknowledge the former president, Robert Mugabe, and I want to highlight ma mistakes andakaona akaitika patakawana independence vakauya vakada kufadza munhu mutima wese vakasikoti zvikoro for free vakasikoti muzvipatara for free asi havana kufunga kuti tichazvisustaina sei zvinhu izvi.
Asika hapo ndombopinda ipapo muzvare mubaya ndozviri kuchema veruzhinji ndirikuona vari kunyora pana papa Facebook kuti aiwaka kana mari iri kutaurwa muAl Jazeera mudocumentary iripo sei isiri kudzokera kunogadzira zvamuri kutaura izvi.
Iri kudzokera kunogadzira atina atikwanise kutengesa zvicherwa zvedu maminerals edu at a parallel market like anybody else in the world guys. Okay, kufana kupabatisisa ikapo hatifani kupanzvinga kana tiri vanhu vanoda kuti tishandire pamwe tichionesana kuti patiri kurasika ndepapi pati kufamba napo negwara ndepapi tofanira kuziva izvozvo kuti tiri sanctions zvicherwa zvedu hazvikwanisike kutengeseka pamaketi yeworld zvakaita zvevamwe. Hence we have to find other means, we have to find other means of kuti tichengete zvinhu zvedu. Iro goridhe ramuri kutaura iri munhu wese ane mukana wekuti aende kunotsvaga iclaim yake onyoresa claim yake nekumahofisi kwamunofanisa kwamo kunofanirwa kunonyoresa mondochera gold venyu modzoka naro moendesa kunani kuna fidelity printers runotengeswa rumonotengesera ikoko mopuwa mari yenyu. Saka vana fidelity printers they are doing their best to ensure kuti tine mari. They are things that are moving on guys. All the time we are looking at the negative, at the negative things. We are not looking at the positive things. Enyika yakaitwa derailed for a long time. Haizombosumuka ne one day. But
thank you so much there, Miss Mbaya. If I may just go back to Miss Mujuru, who works closely with gold panners. Do you agree with what Mrs. Sesu Mubaya is saying about how easy it is to get a claim, mine your gold, and then sell it at the Reserve Bank?
Thank you, Marvelous, for that question. Well, I will not neither agree nor disagree, but I will tell her here what the miners actually said on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's not easy to get a mining claim. There is double allocation of mining claims within the areas where mining is taking place. This is the information that is coming from the miners, not from me.
Uh-huh.
And again, there is violence associated with mining claims because there is double placement of people on claims. It then results in violence and miners fighting over the claims. And also the other thing that miners complained about is that when they apply for these claims, it takes a long time to get feedback and to get allocation with regards to the claims that they will be applying for. And it's a long and rigorous process from their explanation. So this is not information that's coming from Linda, but it's information that I got from the miners that I interviewed when I wrote extensively about issues relating to gold mining.
Thank you so much. Tombofunza nerimirwa mai kuti tiri kunzwa muzvare sesu mubaya vezano PF vari kuti hanzi zviri nyore kuti munhu angowana claim oenda onocherawo gorude yake otora gorude oendesa kufidelity otengesa zvinhu zvotomufambira. Ndozvamuri kuona here mukufamba umo pamune muri kunyora zvamunonyora semutori wenawo?
Wazviita mafelas nei mubvunzo wakanaka. Pandinenge ndichinyora nyaya dzandinonyora idzi ndinosangana nevanochera goridhe munharaunda dzakasiyana-siyana dzakafanana naMutare, naMaondaro nekwakasiyana-siyana. Saka zvavanondiudza paground ndezvekuti kuwana claim hakusi nyore. Number one, kuwana claim kunoda process yekuapplya kuMinistry of Mines. Saka kuMinistry of Mines ndokwavaitaura kuti zvoni inononoka process yachona kuwana mhindu ravaiwane nekukasika. Zvakare pane nyaya yekuti panoita vanhu vanoiswa kana vari vaviri kana vangava vatatu vanoiswa paclaim imwe chete. Saka izvo zvinonge zvinokonzera kupokana kwevanhu vari kuchera goridhe nekusawirirana makakatanwa azere.
Thank you so much.
Zviri kuwanika mumaminers
Thank you. I'll come back to you, Miss Linda. I am going to take a call at Nasis Edna, Varipa South Africa. Apo tunokuchinga miza ine mufaro pachirongwa chedu. Pindai tinzwe mutauro wofungwa dzenyu. Aiwa tiri wadi muruku inzwa iri mugango nyaya ye shuruku itika panyaya ye gorude.
Ziku inzwa nyaya shuruku itika ye gorude. Sabuto kundira uwa nutimiriri rao. Iwa wari mstudio. Kuto kundira uwa nakakindi inzwa uwa. Tikisa ngotele rafa nyuzi senjishi nyaya ye gorude. Iwa nyaya jenji wano wano wakabata ye gorude. I was like, I'm going to go to the house.
Aiwa tiri kunzwa zvekutaurwa naSiri Edna vari pa South Africa ndofunga nhare dzavo dzabva dzaita zvisina kunaka asi Miss Gwangwara, you were hearing there from our caller saying that, you know, when issues like this are discussed, many people shun away from discussing this. She says after 2 weeks, people will have forgotten and will be talking about something else. What is your party, the CCC, going to be doing to keep this conversation going?
I do agree with your statement, but what I can assure the caller is maybe she might not be following what is happening. We are not quiet, marvelous. We are indeed doing something. We are reproducing the documentary in and all languages, Shona and Ndebele, in Tonga. We are so that every Zimbabwean can come to understand what exactly is in that documentary. We are also planning to demonstrations all over the world. We are going to demonstrate in all embassies. We are going to demonstrate even on the Independence Day, like here in the UK. We are going to demonstrate on the 18th of April, because we are not yet independent. What independence are we talking about when people are suffering like this? People are running away. Nurses are running away. They're coming to be carers here. Doctors are running away from Zimbabwe. They're coming to be carers here.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much, Ms. Gwangwara of the CCC. Tombonzwa kubva kwamuri Mzvare Sesu Mubaya veZANU PF motipa mazwenye kupedzisira tisatazovharisa naSisilinda.
Ndinoda kuti vatereri vese
vakatendera.
Zimbabwe is inyika yakazvimirira uye ine mutemo. No one is above the law in Zimbabwe. My investigations are kuitwa. Kune vakataudzira mutemo vachawanikwa vachisungwa vachiendeswa kumatare dzimhosva.
Thank you so much. Miss Linda, if you may just come in mungotipa mazwenye kupedzisira takatarisa ma small scale gold panels.
Thank you, marvelous.
Unfortunately, I think her network just broke, or just we got cut off right there. But I would like to thank all those that were streaming with us. I saw a lot of people commenting. And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington saying thank you very much for all those, our guests and our valued callers who called in. Let's meet again next week. Have a very good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.